Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Gimel. The Gemara tells us in Amud Aleph that if a chatos was shechted in the purpose to be an oila, it becomes pasul. But if it's shechted for the purpose to be a chulin, it's kosher. Why is that so? The mino machribo, the lav mino lo machribo. Oila and chatos considered to be the same min, even though they're two different karbonis, but they're both a carbon, both the same min. But chatos and chulin are not the same mean, they're not the same type, because chulin is different. Rav Yosef Engel, in the Sefer Lekach Toiv, Klal Vav, he proves from here the following idea. He has a question here. Is a animal which is chulin, is it a different chefza? Is it a different creature than an animal which is hekdesh? And he brings a few rayos, a few proofs, that it's two different things. The first raya he brings is the Gemara in Makkos that says that someone who is taking an animal which is sharp sulei amukdashim, which means an axe that was hegdish but became pasul, so it's somewhat hegdish, somewhat chulin, is considered to be kilayim. It's considered to be taking two animals. Rashi explains there because it's a chulin and a hegdish are two different animals. So you see here clearly that chulin and hegdish are not the same thing. Even though it could be the same animal who's chulin, then turned to be hegdish, it became a new creature. It's a new creation. And he brings afkaminas there regarding dichui. This is not continuing the previous path. The second proof he brings from our Gemara. The fact that the Gemara says the chulin is lav mino, it's not the kind, not the type of chatos, that shows the two different meaning, two different species, the two different creatures. And he continues on, he discusses a little bit. But he says from the end of our of Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, when the Gemara says that having that the chulin in comparison to kachim, it's like having a mechitza in a tanner. It's like having a separation in the oven, where the separation has nothing to do with the oven. It shows clearly the chulin and kachim are two different meaning, or two different species, something else. Ayin Sham, that he goes on to speak about it in length. One thing we learn from Rabbi Yosef Engel, you can have an animal. But when the animal gets a shame of Kodesh, it's not just the same animal, but it has Gdush on it. It's as if it started something new. It's a new creature. When Kodesh is Chal in something, it's as if it's reborn. And this is connected very much to the Avodah we're dealing with these days. Because the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva tells us that a person who does Tshuva is a new person. The Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Zayin Hilchos Tshuva Loch Evov, he says, tshuva mekareves es harechoikim. Tshuva brings closer the people that are far away, that are distant. Emesh, yesterday, ayaz es sonu lifnei amokim. He was, so to speak, hated in front of Hashem. Meshukotz, meruchok, v'toeivo. Ve'ayoyim hu ohu v'nechmot kore v'yodit. Now he's loved, he's connected, he's one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tshuva transforms the person. He makes him something else. And the Rambam immediately after brings what we learned in the Gemara Bo Metzio. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to cause a person pain. You're not allowed to say something hurtful to somebody else. So the Gemara tells us that one of the examples is, don't tell a Baal Tshuva, remember what you did in the past. So seemingly, the idea behind it is that, you know, he already did Tshuva. Don't remind him the past, you're just causing him pain for no reason. But the Rambam puts that halacha immediately after he explains what Tshuva does. So some, when a medayik from here, that you see, the pshat is deeper than that. What about tshuva does tshuva? What about tshuva accepts on himself the gedusha and the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the past is gone. The past is not here, there. Yes, he always has to remember what he did. He should not do it again. But he's considered to be a new person. The past is completely disconnected from where he is right now. So that's why you can't come and tell him, remember what you did in the past. Because if you tell him, remember what you did in the past, that means you're assuming you're looking at him as one person. But he's not, he's a Baal Tshuva, he's reborn. So you can't remind him the past because he was a different person then. And this is what this Gemara is telling us according to Rav Yosef Engel. You have an animal that's Chalan El Gdusha, it turns to be something new. A human being who does Tshuva and puts on himself Gdusha turns to be something new, he's reborn, he's recreated. To join or to sponsor the Shur Machshava Shiurim, please email shurmachshava@gmail.com.